Hello, this is Kyle Jones. We are here today to discuss King Arthuriana, or Arthur's mythology, and his sketches and shadows and types to the Dark Ages and Middle Ages of this Christ figure. We do believe that Arthur's fable, fantasy, phantasmagoria reaches far back prior to the birth of Christ and into Babylon and Egypt and even Sumeria. We do find a great joy in seeing that mythos is carried out by one governing rule, that is, the Word of God, and the expression that points to signifies only Him. Yesterday, in our fifth daily devotion of the archetypes of the Christ studies, we discussed that Arthur, King Arthur, again, who was surrounded by 12 knights at his dodecan, or the divisions of 12. We also see the same thing in the Egyptian Dendora zodiac, the possibility of the 12 tribes of Israel would be listed there. A sweet constellationalist named Francis Rolston, who wrote a book some 200 plus years ago, did a wonderful treatment on the Maseroth, the path of the heavenly, is where the beautiful Christ sets his feet and treads upon this path. Well, we do believe that the Bible teaches us that the gospel was written in the stars prior to the written word, and following with information. But today we center ourselves with Sagittarius, the archer who was depicted as Arthur, and his sign was at the Feast of Samhain, which is October 31st to November 1st. His colors would therefore have been orange, yellow, and black. And he brings in the harvest. We also can see the association of the Grim Reaper, the one who reaps in the harvest. That would be a picture, believe it or not, of the Christ, who has power of death and over death. But we have made the Grim Reaper into something very grim. Okay. Nonetheless, let's discuss Sagittarius the Archer. We do have in the French, Sagittair. We do have in the Latin, Sagittario. And in the German, Schutz. I do have before me the planisphere of the Dendora zodiac, or the map of the heavenlies as written down by the ancient Egyptians, who themselves say they got it from an earlier source, which would have had to have been the Sumerians, the time when Adam and Eve would have been walking. But I do find it very interesting that Sagittarius, the archer, was on the ecliptic path, or the sun's path, aiming his bow and arrow directly at Scorpio. That would be a type of Satan to the ancient world. As I've stated before in my lectures that I did at Vanderbilt and on Vanderbilt Radio, that the stars comprise the constellations. And as old as it gets, before there was any man-made religion, before there was any religion at all, there was a message to the entire world within the understanding of the stars to ancient names given to them, as they comprised each constellation, and each of the constellations were sectored into 12 divisions. This Sagittarius happens to be one of the constellations in one of the dodecans, or divisions, of the planisphere. That is the map of the heavenlies. We do look to these stars, the alpha, beta, gamma stars, the first to the third magnitude stars, as being of most import. When studying the meaning of the stars, we do find absolute meaning in the lesser magnitudinal stars, but it's just the focus for today on a very brief, terse synopsis of Sagittarius. I would like to mention that one of the greater magnitude stars in the bow is called Na'im in the Hebrew, which does mean the gracious one. We also see the same in the Arabic, as the Arabic language does retain these stars in many cases. We see it as Al-Naim, which also means the gracious one. We also see another star within the bow of this great Sagittarius or great archer called Al-Shalah, which does mean the dart. And again, we could reference that to being the arrow. We see another Arabic term called Al-Warida, which means who comes forth. We do see another word in Arabic, Ruka Kur Rami, meaning the riding of the bowman. So we do give indication to this is a bowman with who is an archer, who does shoot the arrow. We do have an ancient Akkadian name in this same sign called Nunki, which means the prince of the earth. So now we are depicting through a composite sketch of Akkadian, Hebrew, and Arabic, a great one who is going to shoot his dart to do some great thing. But as I have said, these are established, these constellations are established in one story, or the story of the planisphere. And it is this great archer, this prince of the earth, which does set his bow against the scorpion, or the Scorpio, that which stings, that which causes man to tremble, to fall, to be drunk, to be stung, to be poisoned with. And finally, we have in the ancient zodiac of Dendera, that is the ancient Egyptians, and also in the ancient Coptic language, he is called in this one great magnitude star, Pimer, which means gracious, beauty of the appearing or coming forth. The characters under the hind foot, red, Nem, that is K-N-E-M for our transliteration, which means he conquers. We do have the great Aratus, the Greek constellationalist who wrote in poetic form, who wrote of a song called Chiron. Quote, midst golden stars, he, that is Sagittarius, stands refulgent now and thrusts the scorpion with his bended bow. Well, for today, I would like to end our little synopsis of Sagittarius. I'd like to continue this study, maybe for a couple of more days, to show the archetypes of the Christ figure within the archer, the Arcturus, the Arthur. And we will cover more of this next time. Thank you very much. This is Kyle Jones.